welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March 28, 2012. Israeli settlers and military invade the Aqsa Mosque area in Jerusalem, and Gaza fishermen face hardships for the lack of fuel. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Dozens of Israeli soldiers and fundamentalist settlers broke into Al-Aqsa Mosque through Al-Maghariba Gate and provoked the local Muslim worshippers. The Al-Aqsa Foundation in Jerusalem said in a press release on Wednesday morning that this Israeli assault led to tension in the mosque area, especially as the soldiers were heavily deployed with their guns around the mosque while the armed settlers provoked several residents. It added that three groups of extremist settlers and over 100 fully uniformed and armed Israeli soldiers started the invasion at 7:30 in the morning. A number of Israeli settlers protested against the reopening of a road that connects the village of Beit Dajan with the city of Nablus and the rest of the West Bank on Wednesday. The road was reopened on Tuesday after being blocked by the Israeli military for 12 years. Hassan Douglas, in charge of the settlement file in the northern part of the West Bank, said that settlers arrived in 15 vehicles at the roadblock and provoked passengers and re-blocked the road. Douglas added that the settlers came from the settlement of Itamar and Alon Moray and that most of them were armed. No clashes erupted as the Israeli military arrived to the scene and forced the settlers off the site. In other news, Palestinian political prisoner Abbas Sayed was injured when Israeli soldiers of the Nachshon Brigade attacked him in front of his prison cell at the Israeli prison of Gilboa. Sayed was beaten to various parts of his body and suffered injuries to the head, chest, and genitals. Hamas media spokesperson Sami Abu Zuhri warned Israel of the consequences of the death of Sayed and accused Israel of trying to assassinate him. In the Gaza Strip, the power crisis resumes and the effect of the lack of fuel is negatively impacting the fishing industry. Sources at the Palestinian Ministry of Agriculture in Gaza said that this industry is facing serious threats because of the fuel shortage. Fishermen are unable to sail their boats and the fish is dying in the fish farms in Gaza because they cannot run the ventilation system without electricity and there is no fuel to generate electricity. The fishermen, on the other hand, have been complaining over their inability to fish, which is the only source of income for them. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, March 28th daily news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. Please join us again tomorrow for more news and updates. Please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.